Ukraine claims missile milestone as NATO shoots down Russian drone over Latvia. President Zelensky claimed Monday that Ukraine is very close to developing its own ballistic missile capabilities, a statement that, if accurate, would mark a significant shift in the country's strategic position. Domestically produced ballistic missiles would give Ukraine greater operational flexibility and reduce its dependence on Western-supplied systems that carry range limitations and usage restrictions, potentially altering the calculus of any future peace negotiations with Russia. The technical hurdles are substantial. Ballistic missile development typically requires sophisticated guidance systems, propulsion technology, and advanced manufacturing capacity that take years or decades to build. Zelensky's claim implies either remarkable indigenous progress or significant technological assistance from NATO partners, though no specifics were offered. On the European diplomatic front, EU High Representative Kallas indicated that Hungary's new defense minister has cleared the path for releasing 6.6 billion euros in previously frozen European peace facility funds for Ukraine. A significant breakthrough given Hungary's sustained resistance to military aid packages. Separately, the EU announced it would begin sanctions against Iranian entities linked to Houthi maritime attacks, an effort to address both Red Sea shipping disruptions and Iranian material support for Russia's war effort through a single coordinated policy response. NATO crossed a notable threshold Monday when French Rafale jets shot down an unidentified drone over Latvia after it crossed from Russian airspace, the first time alliance forces have engaged Russian military equipment over Baltic territory. Previous incidents of Russian airspace violations drew diplomatic protests and increased patrols. Actually destroying the drone represents a new level of direct military response and could establish precedents for handling future provocations. Ukraine's drone campaign against Russian economic infrastructure continued to intensify in parallel. Strikes on the Novorossiysk oil depot involved over 50 explosions targeting tank farms and export terminals described as key hubs for Russia's Black Sea crude exports. Xi Jinping's publication of an op-ed calling for multipolarity ahead of a visit to Pyongyang added a further complicating dimension, with China positioning itself as an alternative to Western-led security architecture while maintaining economic ties with the European nations funding Ukraine's defense.